Welcome back to Eye on Houston, a CBS Radio Community Affairs program. I'm Kat Cortez, your host. Up next, we've got Nick and Lopez from Sports Radio 610 In the Loop. They're interviewing the president, Rod Jay, of Patriots and Heroes.
Hey guys, it's Nick and Lopez, regularly on Sports Radio 610 from 6 till 10 a.m. Mondays through Fridays. Typically, we're talking sports, but one charity that is particularly close to John and my hearts, John in particular because he works with the guys all the time, is Patriots and Heroes Outdoors. And today, for our Eye on Houston segment, we wanted to talk to Rod Jay. He is the president of Patriots and Heroes Outdoors. Rod, thanks so much for taking the time.
I'm happy to be here, Nick.
Absolutely. So tell us, for people, obviously John's very familiar with the work you guys do, but for people who maybe haven't heard of the work you guys do, tell us about Patriots and Heroes Outdoors.
Okay. We're based in El Campo, Texas, and I'm really the only one that lives in Houston. The majority of the folks are down there. We were founded almost 10 years ago by Billy Hodges. He's from El Campo. He had been in the Army and decided he wanted to do something for wounded warriors, got with some of his friends who were volunteer firefighters in El Campo, mm-hmm. and really started the organization. And it started in just an idea. He got one of his friends who worked for Frito-Lay and said, hey, you know, maybe you could get some free chips or something. And it started from there, from just a small fishing trip, and has grown. And we actually have a national reach, and we specialize working with wounded warriors, Purple Heart recipients, and also service-related injuries. And we'll take them hunting, fishing, things like that around the country.
What made you want to get involved initially?
Well, I was in the Navy myself, and of course I'm an avid hunter and fisherman and really enjoy that type thing. And I've worked with other organizations before, but this one really brought it all together. I'd read about them in a magazine. I was in business down in Corpus driving back through El Campo and called Billy. I had his number, and he said, hey, we have meetings every second Wednesday of the month at the fire station. Come on mm-hmm. by. And I've been there ever since.
Now, one thing that I love about it, and I've talked about it numerous times, it is truly grassroots. I mean, this yes. isn't some, I mean, Frito-Lay didn't come in first and say, hey, guys, we got this idea. It was Billy, it was yourself, it was a handful of others. And to me, that kind of makes it special. The guys kind of feel that, too. At least I've been on the fishing trips every year. But they kind of feel this is just a community that's embracing them.
Yeah, absolutely right. We're a 100% volunteer organization. We really don't have any assets other than a van that we've paid for and mm-hmm. a trailer and some guns and stuff. But our meetings are at the fire station in El Campo. All of us have jobs. I wish I was retired so I could do it all the time. But, yeah, absolutely right. It's grassroots. We don't have any corporate sponsorships. Not that we wouldn't accept some help from those.
Sure.
But it's all individuals donating to help us.
What about the fact that give us some totals, you know, in the years that you've been doing it, which is now how many years and how successful you guys have been?
Okay. I've been with them 6 years. I've been president the last four. And it was kind of a tag year it. You know, Billy had been president after that point. But starting from that small group with five or six wounded warriors, last year we did over 40 events, and we've reached out and touched almost 400 wounded warriors and their families.
Because I'm sorry, Nick, but from starting with maybe a handful, what was the first trip? How many?
The first trip, I think they had six wounded warriors, and it was a fishing trip down at Sargent, mm-hmm. which you're very familiar with.
We're talking with Rod Jay. If you guys are unfamiliar with my voice or John's voice, it's Nick Wright, John Lopez. We do the In the Loop show, which is the morning show on Sports Radio 610 Monday through Friday from 6 till 10. We're joined now by Rod Jay, the president of Patriots and Heroes Outdoors. How do you get in contact with, how do you locate, you know what I mean, the potential wounded warriors that you guys want to work with? How does that work?
We work with several bases. We work with Walter Reed in Washington, with Camp Pendleton in California, with Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Fort Hood, and several other bases. And we have relationships with their outreach programs, so they're very familiar with us. And depending on the type of guys we bring in, we'll determine where they come from. I mean, for Walter Reed, we'll have guys that they would have had amputations, and this is their first opportunity to try out their new prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to go out and do things like they used to do before and really get a chance to have some fun. So we'll do that, as well as guys who have extended injuries over time.
You know, and I've been fortunate enough to have done the fishing trips down in Sargent and Matagorda, but you guys do hunting trips. I mean, give us a rundown of some of the events maybe that you've done recently and are coming up. I mean, the spectrum of stuff you do with
sure,
these guys.
Yeah. Well, the big fishing event, of course, the one you're familiar with, John, is down in Sargent. Mm-hmm. And that's a combination fundraiser. And then separately from that, we bring in Wounded Warriors. And we'll bring a busload in from Fort Hood, 60, 70, 80 people. And they actually stay with the people down there, as you know, that have homes.
Yeah.
So it's a great weekend for them. I mean, it's very relaxed. They become friends. They stay in touch over the years. Coming up right now, we're into hunting season. So we've already had one dove hunt for 8 warriors up in Dallas. Mm-hmm. We have another one coming up in mid-October in Brownwood, and we'll have 18 warriors for that one. And we'll start hunting game animals in October in some of the management ranches around the state and the country. Mm-hmm. So we have a hunt in Llano coming up. There's a big one down by Del Rio in December. We have some people who donate their ranches that I can't mention their names. Because
they don't care to.
It's not for them. It's for the warriors. And right. We go all the way through February into hunting season because the management ranches, their periods, of course, go beyond the normal hunting seasons.
Sure. I'm almost hesitant to call this a charity because I know these guys, you know, the guys you're helping are prideful guys and don't want to. You know, don't want the stigma, the unfair stigma, I would say, attached to, you know, accepting things from a charity. So for some of these guys, how do you almost sell it to them? Like, hey, this isn't us taking pity on you. This isn't us, you know what I mean, saying, hey, you know, you can't help yourself. This is us trying to show our appreciation for what you've done. And we want to, you know, hang out, group of guys, go hunting, go fishing, go do some stuff that maybe you haven't been able to do recently.
Yeah, it's an easy sell, believe me. And Nick, I'm glad you brought that up because we don't consider ourselves a charity. I always say charities are for the needy.
Right.
We help the deserving. So mm-hmm. You hit right on the way we approach it. You know, and these guys, most of them grew up hunting and fishing, and because of their injuries, they haven't been able to for quite a while. So when they have a list at the bases and they'll say, here's an event, and then people will sign up for that. And it's easy for it. And once they go, they're hooked. They tell everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
It's Rod Jay. He's the president of Patriots and Heroes Outdoors. And let me make sure I get the website right. phoutdoors.org.
Correct.
Is where people can find it. And, you know, I know from what John's described to me, when you're talking about guys who have been injured, it is, I mean, I don't
it's
know.
Burn how, injuries.
Right. I mean, it is, I'm sure there are, as minor as an injury can be that you suffer in war, I'm sure you guys, you know, take those guys. But it's also guys who have been significantly injured, guys with amputations and things that the way John's described it, I would almost consider maybe worse than amputations at some times. You know, significant burns, guys
well,
that have lost.
The head injuries are always the interesting ones to me, and I've had the burn guys on my vote. I've had some guys with limbs. This year I had one with severe head injury. He was blown into a wall by mortar fire, and he looks fine. But you kind of see him kind of coming in and out and balance and such. I mean, I don't know what you were going to ask, but it's got me thinking here. What was your one moment, you know, the one moment where maybe where you had with a guy out hunting or fishing or whatever, or his guy and his family that kind of, you know, cemented, okay, I'm in on this?
It was early on in my time with him. We had a migratory bird hunt in El Campo, duck and geese. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting at a table with 3 or 4 wounded warriors. And these are all young guys. And just like we had a normal conversation, they were comparing nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, when you sit there and I just listened, and they'd go, you know, oh, mine is like this, you know, pass the butter. Oh, this is what happens on mine. And for them, it was just normal conversation. Matter of fact, that's what got me hooked.
And, and you're talking about like literal nightmares they're having it right
oh, yes,
now, not
yeah.
the event that happened.
Oh, no, every night.
Well, and that's, you know, that's another, I would say, maybe an added benefit of this, and correct me if I'm wrong. It's not just the go fishing, go hunting. It's you develop your own support group where I would imagine it's very hard to find what I would call civilians who can relate to things not only that these guys went through, but more importantly, things these guys are going through. And so they can build those relationships, those bonds, and have someone, because these probably are the types of guys who aren't going to, you know, show up to a lot of support groups, if you will. But if they've maybe developed their own support group through Patriots and Heroes Outdoors.
Right. Yeah, we understand their situations. I personally was not in combat. I was in the Navy at the time. So I can relate to them, but you can't really relate to the kind of things they go through. So we understand. The one thing we do, all of our supporters, we don't baby these guys
right.
when they come out. And when I say guys, women also, because we have wounded warriors that are female, it's just matter of fact. It happened, and there's not a crybaby among the bunch. I've never heard one asking for pity. It's just I knew the job and go from there. And a lot of the support groups are within themselves, and guys who have then left the service, you think they stay in touch. A lot of times they don't. We had one group where we had three wounded warriors on a deer hunt. They had all been first sergeants. They had been separated from the service for a while, and they lived in areas where people really didn't understand, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
And for them, they'd stay up till 2, 3 in the morning just in their room, the three of them just talking. And to them, the best part of the whole trip was that support they gave each other so they could relate to each other.
Well, give us an idea of some ways that people can really help you. I know, like you said, you won't turn down corporate help, but what are some of the most immediate ways people can be involved? You know, mine is very simple. It's mostly time and talking about it on the radio to kind of spread the word. But there are a lot of ways people can mm-hmm. contribute.
Well, of course, financially always helps. As I said, we're a 100% volunteer group, so all the donations go directly to the program. We don't have any hired staff. You know, we don't have fancy offices, that type of thing. So that's always helpful. We'll be approached by people that have land, or they'll call and go, gee, I'd like to put an event together, but I don't know how. So we help facilitate that type of thing. So if anyone is involved or has the opportunity for land, that type of thing, they'd like to bring us out, we'd be happy to
do it.
Or it
could be as simple as like how I got in, I guess, going on 6 years now. I had a boat. Mm-hmm. I want to help. I mean, you can kind of put the two together. You can
sure.
kind of make that happen.
And it doesn't have to be large events. There's another group called the Link Up that we kind of support. They're out of Washington, and they do the onesies. So we'll get a call from someone that'll say, hey, I've got a small place. I can take maybe one or two warriors, mm-hmm. and they may be in Nebraska or somewhere else in the country. And we actually get them connected with the Link Up. They'll find wounded warriors who live in that area mm-hmm. and get the two of them together for that kind of stuff. So that'll help us, of course.
We're talking with Rod Jay. He's the president of Patriots and Heroes Outdoors, if you're just joining us. It's a group that gets wounded warriors together for hunting trips, fishing trips, you know, bonding, if you will, you know, talking about
eating barbecue.
Right. You know what I mean? Some yes. good stuff. You can, if you want to be involved, or maybe you realize, hey, I'm not a hunter, I'm not a fisherman, but I am looking for a charity to donate some money to. phoutdoors.org is where you'd find them. The other voices you're hearing right now are myself, Nick Wright, along with John Lopez. We are usually on Sports Radio 610 from 6 till 10 every morning, every weekday morning, I should say, part of the In the Loop show, talking sports to you throughout the week. I'm curious for you, Rod, on a personal level. Was there a specific time where this was the most emotionally trying? I would imagine while it feels very, not vindicating, but
rewarding.
Very gratifying and rewarding to be a part of it, there are also times where it's got to just absolutely break your heart.
It does, and for the sake of the guys, you try not to let it get to you. I mean, you hear stories from some of these warriors that I'm not necessarily going to share on the air.
Right.
But, I mean, you really look at them. And the guys who have the PTSD issues, they're the ones where you feel the worst for them because mm-hmm. if it's a physical amputation or something, there are easier ways to manage to that, and they just get on with their normal lives. But the PTSD effect that has on them, it eats on them all the time.
That's exactly what I was talking
and
about.
And those are the ones that you really feel and want to reach out to, and those are the ones you can sometimes help the least because of their condition.
And I will say this, Nick, just because I had that this year on the boat, and the thing got me was I think it was a 7 or 8 year old daughter that he had, and just how they're sort of matter of fact. Well, dad fainted again last night, or dad mm-hmm. did this. Just very matter of fact, and you're just like, oh my gosh,
well,
it just breaks your heart.
And I would imagine those are the guys that get the least help from society, if you will.
Well, like
if
sympathy, really,
right? Well, yeah. And just because people don't know, if you're walking around these days in this country with an amputation, most people I think assume you probably are a veteran, you were wounded in battle, and I think people, hopefully, are very respectful and deferential. If you are walking around with no physical injuries, or, you know, that
visible
physical
right.
injuries, I would
right.
say, people don't know. And you are going through things that are very hard to convey to someone, very hard for people to understand. And we, in my opinion, do a bad job as a nation at understanding that mental damage,
or head injuries,
right,
or, yeah.
Can be just as damaging to your life as physical injury. And so that's the type of thing where I would imagine things like Patriots and Heroes Outdoors, it's phoutdoors.org, are part of the coping process to try to get back to as normal, if you will, a life as is possible.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we've had people, we've taken warriors on hunts, and John, to your point, they have all their limbs, and someone will go, well, they're not wounded, but their insides are mush,
right, you know,
because of concussion, injuries, that type of thing. And like I say, those are the guys that really need the most of it. But yeah, you're right. And I'm very impressed by the people who have reached out to us. Young people are calling. You know,
yeah.
They'll have a grandfather or father that has property, and it's their idea to do something. And they'll contact us and say, hey, we have a ranch. We'd like to do this. And, you know, and I'm back from the Vietnam era, and I wasn't in Nam myself, but I lived in that time. And there was nothing like that kind of support back then. So that, to me, that's the most encouraging part of the whole deal.
And I will say this. I say it every year. I go in there thinking I'm going to do something good for someone who deserves it, and I end up feeling like they did something for me.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. How about a phone number? Is there a phone number?
You can call my main number. It's 713-858-2133. If you go to our website, on the organization page, it has my contact information as well as Billy Hodges and the rest of the team.
And I would just say, if you're, you know, you're driving in your car right now, you couldn't write it down, you can remember this, phoutdoors.org.
Right.
Sure, you can throw it into Google, Patriots and Heroes Outdoors. You'll find it, but phoutdoors.org. Rod, it's Rod J, the president. Rod, this is, we know, like you said, since you guys aren't, you know, you guys aren't getting rich off this thing, far from it. You've got a you've got a day job. You do this in addition on your own time to help out, you know, some of the most deserving members of our community. All the respect in the world from myself and, of course, John Lopez, as he shows it by helping out every year. Thank you so much, not only taking the time, but, of course, for doing what you do with Patriots and
Thank
Heroes
you guys.
Outdoors.
Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. So it's Nick Wright, John Lopez. Normally, you can hear us talking sports and making fun of each other on In the Loop with Nick and Lopez, Monday through Friday from 6 till 10 on Sports Radio 610.
Thank you, Nick and Lopez, from Sports Radio 610 In the Loop, and lots of great information from Patriots and Heroes. I'm Kat Cortez, your host for ION Houston, and this has been our premiere edition. We want to thank you for joining us, and also want to thank our wonderful guests we had on this edition. We had Autism Speaks, Leslie T, interviewing them for their great event coming up. Also had the Hot 95.7 show, PK, Sarah Pepper, and Ivan with Child Advocates, talking about their superhero run to raise funds. And lastly, of course, we had Patriots and Heroes. What a great show. And we've got a great, great show in store for you next weekend. So we hope you join us when we hand over the show, ION Houston, to the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Eye on Houston, a CBS Radio Houston production. If you have questions, comments, or information about your community affairs or events, you can email them to HoustonPSA@CBSRadio.com or mail them to 24 Greenway Plaza, Suite 1900, Houston, Texas 77046. Listen again next week for another edition of Eye on Houston.